Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is one of those watershed moments where I'm going to ask you to take a quick pause, okay? I'm going to ask you to take a quick pause and remember where you are. Remember where you are right now, because today is massive news, absolutely massive news for the state of South Carolina, for our area and the state of South Carolina. Carolina Panthers owner Dave Tepper met with South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster today to discuss the feasibility of moving the team headquarters to York County, South Carolina. Now, folks, I don't care where the games are played. If you are headquartered in South Carolina, you're more South Carolina than North Carolina. Practice, he wants a practice facility on par with the Cowboys' legendary practice facility. That can only happen in South Carolina. He wants headquarters in South Carolina. Look, it's like the New York Giants. Do you think about them more as a Jersey team or a New York team? They play in New Jersey. But you think about them as a New York team, don't you? Same with the New York Jets, play in New Jersey, right? The Carolina Panthers can play anywhere they want. But if they're headquartered here in South Carolina, that is more a South Carolinian team than it is a North Carolinian team. And thus, this, ladies and gentlemen, is a landmark day for the state of South Carolina. I am told, I have been researching, I have been reaching out to as many people as I possibly can, and I have been told that South Carolina is changing tax laws as we speak to allow the Panthers to come here, and that South Carolina will not allow the Panthers to slip through their grasp. You've heard the motto, I've heard the motto, right? Two states, one team, right? Two states, one team. That's never been more true than today. Those are today's top three at three. Now it's your chance to chime in, which you can do at 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN. The text line is there for you. The Health Care text line, 71307. Start your text with ESPN. Twitter is there for you, at ESPN Upstate, at Mark Ryan on air. Mark is with a C, at Lonzo on word. You can also email the show. You can email the show, Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. We are the most interactive sports radio sports show in the Upstate region, 97.7 in Greenville, 97.1 in Spartanburg, 1330 a.m. in Anderson and Clemson. Coming up next, the likelihood that this actually happens with the Carolina Panthers moving here to South Carolina, what would it mean for you? What would it mean for the state? A watershed red letter day for the state, for the Palmetto State today, as the first major four sports team may be coming right here. My name is Mark Ryan. You're listening to Offsides with Mark Ryan. It's right here on ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.